Let's review. Zok the Mishnah, B'nai Tzlavchad not Lugim Chalaka B'nachla. The five daughters of Tzlavchad received three portions in the land of Eretz Yisrael because they inherited their deceased father Tzlavchad, who had no sons and was entitled to the following three portions. Chelik Avihin Shahoye Im Yotzei Mitzrayim. Tzlavchad left Mitzrayim when he was already 20 years old and was therefore entitled to a portion in his own right. V'chelkoy Im Achav B'nichsei Chefer. V'chelkoy Im Echav B'nichsei Chefer. Tzlavchad's father, Chefer, obviously also left Mitzrayim when he was more than 20 years old and was entitled to a portion. And when Chefer died in the Midbar, Tzlavchad and his brothers each inherited a share in their father's portion. And when Tzlavchad died, his daughters inherited his share, even though Chefer had other sons, as the previous Mishnah taught, Kalakoy de Menachlo Yetzi Recha Koydman. If a son dies before his father, all the son's descendants maintain his rights to the inheritance, even though the father has other sons. Tzlavchad was the firstborn of his father Chefer, and therefore he inherited a double share in the Chefer's portion. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's opinion that Tzlavchad, who had only left Mitzrayim but did not enter Eretz Yisrael, was entitled to a portion, is actually machlekes in the following brisa. Rabbi Yeshia says, "Liyet Mitzrayim neschalka arts." The land was divided only according to those who were already 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim, even though they did not arrive to Eretz Yisrael. And all those who did enter Eretz Yisrael received their portions as inheritance from their ancestors who left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yenzin says, L'boi ha'aretz neschalka aretz. The land was divided only among those who were already 20 years when they had entered Eretz Yisrael, and they received their portions in their own right, not as inheritance. Shimon Elazar says, L'elu u'le'elu neschalka aretz. The land was divided among both those who were 20 when they left Mitzrayim and those who were 20 when they arrived to Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara later explains. The Machlekes is based in the interpretation of two contradicting Pesukim. One passage in Parashat Pinchas states, Ach begur li cholikes ha'aretz, l'shmois matis avoysi minchalu. The land is to be divided according to the fathers of those who entered Eretz Yisrael. And this refers to the fathers who were miyetz Mitzrayim. Because the passage in Parashat Ve'era states, V'nasati oysi l'chem mayrasha ni Hashem, which means, Yerusha hi l'chem ma'avayseichem, u'liyetz Mitzrayim kamaluhu. Moshe Rabbeinu informed the Yidden in Mitzrayim that the land of your forefathers will be given to you as an inheritance. While the previous pasuk in Parashas Pinchas states, La'ela techalaka aretz benachla. The land is to be divided among those who were counted in the preceding pasukim, and this refers to the Ba'ya Ha'aretz, those who were to enter Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak reconciles the pasukim as follows. The pasuk of L'shmeis Matis Avoysi Mechalu teaches that L'yeitz Mitzrayim neschalaka aretz. And the word La'ela in the pasuk La'ela techalaka aretz teaches that Ka'ela La'itzi Esat Falun. The land was divided only among those who were already 20 when they left Mitzrayim, as was the age of those who were counted before entering Eretz Yisrael. This excludes those who were younger than 20 when they left Mitzrayim. They were not entitled to a portion. Therefore, their descendants who entered Eretz Yisrael did not receive a portion in their own right, but as an inheritance from their ancestors who were 20 when they left Mitzrayim. While Rabbi Yenzin reconciles the Pesukim as follows. The pasuk of La'ela techalaka aretz teaches that L'boya ha'aretz neschalka aretz. The land was divided only among those who entered Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk of L'shmeis Matez Avoysi Mechalu teaches that Mishuna Nachle Zum Mikol Nachle Shaba'ilam. The inheritance of Eretz Yisrael was different than all other inheritance in that Shekol Nachle Shaba'ilam Chayin Yershin Mesim. Pekan Mesim Yershin Chayim. In all inheritances, those who are now alive inherit from their fathers who passed away. However, in the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, it was vice versa. The fathers who left Mitzrayim when they were 20 inherited from their sons who entered Eretz Yisrael when they were 20. And the Rashbam explains this with the following example. Reuven v'Shimon sheyatzu mimitzrayim v'hilidu banim b'midbar, ze asara v'ze echad. If two brothers left Mitzrayim when they were 20 and their sons were born in the Midbar. Reuven had 10 sons and Shimon had only one son. Reuven and Shimon died in the Midbar and all their sons entered Eretz Yisrael when they were 20 years old. First, ha'asara neitlin yud chalakim ve'echad neitl chelik echad. Reuben's 10 sons received 10 portions, and Shimon's son receives one portion because the pasuk says, la'ela techalika aretz, la'boya ha'aretz neschalka aretz. Then, machzirin eitz la'vihem. All 11 portions are returned to their deceased fathers, Reuben v'Shimon, who left Mitzrayim. Now, the two brothers together own the 11 portions, and v'chazin v'cholkin b'shava. The 11 portions are then divided equally between the two brothers because the pasuk says, L'shmois matis avoysu minchalo. And Reuben's 10 sons get 5.5 portions, and Shimon's only son gets the other 5.5 portions. While according to Rabbi Yeshia, in this scenario, B'nei Reuben lo'notlu b'in kulam ele echad, u'b'in Shimon notlu chelik echad. Reuben's 10 sons receive only the one portion which they inherit from their father, who is Miyetim Mitzrayim, and Shimon's son receives one portion from his father, who was Miyetim Mitzrayim. The third opinion, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, La'elu ulehelu neschal ka'aretz. K'dei l'kayim shnei mekrois halalu. The two psukim teach that both the Yetzim Mitzrayim and Bo'i Ha'aretz receive a portion as follows. Ha'im Yetzim Mitzrayim, no'til chelko yim Yetzim Mitzrayim. If a person was 20 when he left Mitzrayim, but he did not enter Eretz Yisrael, he was entitled to a portion which his sons, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, inherited even though they were not 20, because their father was Yetzim Mitzrayim. Ha'im Bo'i Ha'aretz, no'til chelko yim Bo'i Ha'aretz. If a person was 20 when he entered Eretz Yisrael, but his ancestor was not 20 when he left Mitzrayim, he was entitled to a portion because he was Miboy Ha'aretz. Mikan no mikan, noitel chelke mikan no mikan. If a person was both, he was 20 when he left Mitzrayim, and he also entered Eretz Yisrael, he was entitled to two portions because he was both Miyetim Mitzrayim and Miboy Ha'aretz. Or if a person was 20 when he left Mitzrayim, but he did not enter Eretz Yisrael, and his sons were 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they received two portions, one from their father who was Miyetim Mitzrayim, and one in their own right because they were Miboy Ha'aretz. This discussion continues in the next daf.